You're listening to the Mind Made Wrong podcast, presented by Steel Maggie, episode number 10. Hey everyone, 10 episodes. 1-0. Look at us doing the damn thing. I want to thank you so much for coming with me so far on this journey and hanging out with me. I know I'm just starting out or just getting started here, but I am so grateful for those of you here right now. We are doing the work. The work, my friends. We are doing the thing. This is just the beginning. Yes? Yes! On this podcast, you know that we talk all about mindset and the delusions and lies we tell ourselves that keep us stuck in a bad place. So today, I really want to talk about the biggest lie about my life that I've subscribed to. So much so that I can trace back most, if not all, of my results to this one thought. And the way I want to go about discussing that is by first talking to you a little bit about what I'm going through at this exact moment. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but it's still off. Let me just say that. I am suffering from a mild to moderate case of LPR, which I'm going to say, probably pronounce this terribly, but laryngopharyngeal reflux, also known as Singer's reflux. So I'll be referring to it as LPR so that you don't have to experience what you just had to experience right now. I've been dealing with it for about a month, and what it entails is essentially hoarseness. There's postnasal drip, dry mouth and throat, decreased vocal stamina and range, and also, obviously, acid reflux. Now, you know that I'm a singer, I'm a songwriter, I'm a vocal coach, and I'm officially a podcaster. 10 episodes, guys. I use my voice for everything. So, this shit is driving me up the wall. I mean, all of my performing and creating video content has pretty much come to a halt. I had to release a single without much of the resources I had planned because of the timing of my LPR. I've spent way much more time and money trying to figure it out than I ever thought I would when I first started experiencing it. Keep in mind, I also had laryngitis 2 months ago, and everything after that just keeps piling and piling. It seems to be more and more stressful and fear-producing in me. There's so many things that I have to do now. Like, I have to take certain supplements at the right times. I can't eat or drink anything else but water 3 to 4 hours before I lay down for bed. And that includes alcohol, and I can't drink alcohol, which is probably a good thing for me considering my history. I have to eat little meals, you know, containing low acid foods, which has been difficult, not impossible, but difficult because I'm keto. And it's been said that the more fatty foods can be possible triggers for people with reflux, although everyone is different. And I can't even drink much water while I eat. Like, I have to drink the majority of my water at different times than when I'm eating. Like, little sips before and during. But, oh, you gotta wait an hour after eating to drink water. Like, it's bananas. I have to sleep on an elevated wedge pillow, which is generally mostly used by people who have just had invasive surgery. And to keep my stress low, I also have to prioritize getting 8+ hours of sleep a night, which is difficult for those of us with insomnia. But the worst thing, guys, I can't drink coffee. I can't drink coffee right now. And everyone who knows me knows that I'm a slut for coffee. I love it. I don't even know how I'm doing this podcast without it right now. But guess what? I am. And needless to say, LPR has been a pain in my ass. It has been debilitating in terms of the plans I had for my social media channels and performing out in gigs as Steel Maggie. I can't coach my clients the way I'm capable of coaching because my range is slightly compromised and my voice gets tired easily during sessions. It's already tired right now. I mean, the list goes on, and I'm turning 26 this month, meaning I'm getting kicked off of my parents' health insurance in a couple weeks, and my teaching ability, the way I'll be able to make more money in order to pay that premium, that ability isn't as strong as it needs to be in order to retain new clients and thus earn more money. I also need vocal therapy to get better faster, which also costs money that I may not have after the end of the month. So, I mean, I could deal with all of that, and I am. But the fucked up part is I don't know when I'm going to get my full voice back. That's the hardest thing about this. Like, if the doctor said, you'll have it back in, like, October. If they gave me a month or, like, a date or whatever, I'd be like, okay, that sucks, but I can look forward to October. Like, that's tangible for me. But I don't. I don't have any assurance like that. So it's been really discouraging and really stressful. And guess what? Stress increases the effects of acid reflux. So I've been taking a course on LPR, and they said that this disorder is a vicious cycle, and I completely agree with that. You have to do everything pretty much correctly and minimize all your stress, or else it just keeps repeating itself. You get caught in this loop. So it's like, fuck me, right? I literally hear you guys laughing right now because you're witnessing my victimhood with this loud and clear as I'm explaining it to you. It's hard not to, though, right? Because, I mean, of course things could be worse. I could have nodes or even cancer or what have you, but I don't, which I got that checked by the ENT a couple weeks ago. And that is something that I celebrate when I intentionally approach the space of mindfulness once in a while throughout my day. But really, most of the time throughout my day, the situation feels like my entire life. Although objectively, I know it's not. And here's what I really want to talk to you guys about today. I don't know about you, but I have just not had a good relationship with time ever since I turned 18. I have felt, especially I think with women, I have felt like there has been an expiration date placed on me by society that's, you know, it encompasses all things, you know, your potential for your career, you better be at this particular place, your body, you know, having a family, all of those things. And it's kind of like set around age 30. That's the end. That's the end for us, you know, which is not true, but it's so permeating. And so I'm going to be 26 in 2 weeks. I'm approaching that. I'm approaching that little 30 timestamp, and I am still nowhere near close to the goals I had set due to my own mindset issues that I've discussed in prior episodes. So here is the lie I alluded to earlier. I feel like I am running out of time. Now, out of time to do what, you ask? Running out of time to become who I will be. This lie so permeates my operating system and is so powerful upon my actions and stress levels because I believe that I am not good enough right now. So my mind scrambles, assembling tactics and strategies for the race against time versus what I wanted to accomplish so long ago. I am rushing towards the future where my mind has been tricked to believe it will be better. But how do I know that? I don't. How do I know that I will even be in the realm of the living tomorrow, right? I don't. I am simply not being in the present and accepting my current reality. I'm asking myself, why is this happening to me? As if I am exceptional in this world. Why is it happening to me? There probably isn't a reason. I mean, knowing me, I can turn it into something poignant or even useful. But coming down to it, there most likely isn't a reason beyond that's life. It's all a fallacy that any one of us can beat the clock, so to speak. And like a lot of us, myself being the worst offender, I live as though I can cheat my own evolution. I'm sure some of you do too. I mean, I've tried to speed up my growth artificially in so many different ways due to this delusion that I am running out of time. I have compared myself to countless other artists and content creators who are further along than I am, many of them in my extended circle. So I see their progress. I see their shit all the time. And I continuously stress out trying to catch up to them. And it's shenanigans. I know it is. I have not yet chosen, when I do this, to unsubscribe to that expiration date. That's why this LPR, especially the nebulous clouds surrounding my recovery, that's why it's so painful for me. Because I have that expiration date in my mind, getting closer and closer. And then I have to deal with this shit, not knowing when I'm going to be out of the woods, not knowing when I'm going to have my voice back, not knowing when I'm going to be able to make the money. I have to let go of it, which is what I'm working on right now. Letting go of running out of time. Because the more I stress out about it, first of all, the worse my reflex is going to get with that cycle that I talked about. And secondly, the less bandwidth I will have for finding a way to make things work in the meantime. If I stress out, I will stay problem-centric and I'll stay mired in the fuckery of the situation instead of looking for a solution. Just one, because there is one. There are several, but all I need is one. And if I keep this high level of anxiety, I first of all can't find that solution, but I could also have a bunch of more egregious problems down the road. It is very possible that elevated stress levels have even caused my LPR. You know, medically, I've looked that up through the course I've been seeing, that you can basically think yourself and stress yourself out into a variety of diseases. So I, at this point, I have a choice. And I know which direction I'm going. I have to believe that I will recover. I have to believe that I will be able to make money. And I have to choose to believe both of those things right now. I am choosing to cross out the expiration date I have previously accepted and endorsed, even to my great detriment. Very deceptive is the thought that we are separate from time. My beautiful creators, I want to propose to you, for your consideration, that we are time. All I have is time. All I am is the product of time. So where's the rush? Where are we all rushing to if we are time? I will not become who I will be before I am that person. This vocal issue that feels like everything is not me right now or who I will be. Whatever you're going through is not you. Like we talked about last week, it's with the warning labels. You are not your warning label. So whatever situation you're in is also not you. You will grow into that state of being in your own time. You will grow into the person that you want to be. You cannot cheat your evolution. Where's the rush? The rush only keeps us out of the present. Keeps us away from growth. You feel like you're rushing to it, but you're really staying still or even moving backwards. Let's try to heal our relationship with time by realizing that we are time, that we are a product of it. And we can be on its side because of that. We don't have to be at odds with one another because we're not separate from it. And I think the more that I work through this, the more that we work through this together, the faster, ironically, that we're going to be able to go, the quicker the progress, the more full the evolution. So I love you so much, guys. Thank you so much for joining me today. I really, really appreciate when you come and hang out with me and we work through these beliefs that keep us from inner peace and growth. If you have not yet subscribed or followed this podcast, Mind Made Wrong by me, Still Maggie, what are you waiting for? Seriously, we hang out every Friday and we go deep on the mental health, mindset, and artistry topics that really matter. If you received value from this episode, please take 30 seconds and write me a 5-star review on Apple if that's where you listen, and share it with another beautiful creator you know who needs to hear this message today. I'll see you next week for another lovely episode of Mind Made Wrong, but until then, let's go create beautiful things.